I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead in our Behind Closed Doors segment, a woman tracks down the man who raped her more than 20 years ago. We'll tell you what she learned about him and herself. But first, the Democratic Rules and Bylaws Committee met on Saturday to decide how to handle delegates from the disputed Michigan and Florida primaries. Hundreds of protesters demonstrated outside, and after hours of heated debate, the committee decided that both states would send the original number of delegates to the party convention in August, but each delegate would have only half a vote. Joining us here in our Washington studio to talk about all this is Debbie Dingell. She's a member of the DNC, but she is from Michigan. She did not vote, but she's here to tell us all about it. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Happy Monday.
First of all, have you recovered? It seemed like a pretty emotional experience.
It was one of the tougher days I've had in my political experience. A lot of people you care about struggling with a very difficult problem.
I was going to ask you what made it so tough, because there was so much feeling on both sides, or all sides.
There was a lot at stake. We're fighting for a principle in Michigan. We in Michigan, who have been championing the cause of trying to change the presidential nominating system, were trying very hard to make sure that Michigan was treated fairly and not subject to the either campaign, but to do what was right.
How did the committee arrive at the compromise, which I do have to say was one that the Republicans had arrived at some months earlier? There, both states did essentially the same thing, move their nominating contests up in violation of the party rules, and the Republicans decided to essentially split it. Well, how did the Democrats come to that same place?
Well, in Michigan, Republicans and Democrats are united that the system is broke and that it needs to be changed. The Republicans chose a year ago before it would be subject to being impacted by either campaign or impacting the outcome of any candidates that that's what they would do. The discussion there was whether to seat the entire delegation with half a vote, seat half a delegation with full vote. They did make the decision to seat the entire delegation with half a vote. And quite frankly, in both the Republican and Democratic Party, the candidates are expected to restore those votes to full votes by the time they get to the convention.
And what would be the logic of that?
Unity. I mean, at that point, the election is decided and people are there with a full vote.
Hillary Clinton and her supporters argued rather vociferously that failing to seat all the delegates with full voting rights will alienate these voters in the fall. And also that there's something very just distasteful about the idea of giving somebody half a vote. This recalls some really unpleasant aspects of the American history. What do you say about that?
We are fighting for, and I'm going to insist, that it be restored with a full vote. I think the more controversial issue that came up on Saturday was how to split those votes. Florida was decided it would reflect the vote that happened in January. The Michigan situation was more complicated because you can't say that an election didn't occur. More than 600,000 people voted, but it was flawed because Senator Obama was not on the ballot.
Well, what do you say to those who argue that, number one, the committee awarded 59 votes for Senator Obama, even though he wasn't on the ballot, that you're essentially reading the minds of Michiganders who voted uncommitted, and two, that all the candidates understood the rules at the beginning? So to then go back and try to revisit this issue sort of all the way down the road is just unfair to the people who, A, may have voted, come out to vote, had Senator Obama or someone else been on the ballot, that perhaps those uncommitted people really were uncommitted. They just wanted to take a stand as a voter to show their interest. I mean, that it's just not fair to those people.
This was tough. Senator Clinton did have her name on the ballot, and 600,000 people did vote. You cannot ignore that. It was flawed. They didn't have their names. We took objective information that was available and the fact that there are two candidates left, and this was a compromise that was just reached by a lot of bright minds, nobody feeling overly comfortable, but that's where we are. The DNC never asked anybody to take their names off the ballot. We're just dealing with the political reality of what we have right now.
And the political reality is that this, as you pointed out at the beginning, a really raucous meeting with a lot of emotion. I want to play a short clip of some evidence of that, and here it is.
And the Democrats are throwing the election away for what? An inadequate black male who would not have been running had it not been a white woman that was running for president. And I'm not going to shut my mouth anymore.
This was a woman named Harriet Christian who said she drove down with a friend from New York because she wanted to take a stand for Senator Clinton. I think there's some ugliness to what she said. I think people could pretty much agree on that. Are you concerned that kind of feeling is going to carry over to the fall?
when you look at the fact that we're fighting two wars, we have an economy in turmoil and a planet in peril, I think we have two candidates that share common values and a common vision. This is not an easy election. And the only thing you can say about this election cycle is that nobody thought we'd be where we are in terms of our act of civil disobedience to change a system. Because what we're fighting for, by the way, is for every election cycle to have the involvement of the hundreds and thousands of people that have come to the party that have never been involved before. It is a much larger problem than Michigan. We are going to have to pull the supporters of both candidates, whoever is the nominee, together, because what's at stake is too critical and too important.
When you think about it now, was it worth it?
That's the question that everybody asks. And if we end up with real and fundamental change in the process so that we have an election cycle that reflects the diversity of this country, then yes, it was worth it.
Debbie Dingell is a member of the Democratic National Committee. She's from Michigan. She was kind enough to join us here in our Washington studio. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.